Welcome to the Austin Out Podcast, where we answer your fun and sometimes strange questions about Austin and the surrounding area. I'm your co-host, Eric Hyland, and with me as always is the lovely and talented Brittany.
It's Friday. Woohoo! And the weekend is upon us. If this is your first time listening to the Austin Out Podcast, welcome.
Yes.
I'd like to personally give a shout out to all of our loyal listeners who tune in each and every week.
Yeah, if you're new to the podcast, it's short and snappy. It's a one-take deal. We never edit. You kind of get what you get. We do have notes, but we wing it. Right, Britt?
Yes.
All right, so sit back for a few minutes as we answer some of your questions about Austin and the surrounding area.
So the way this works is that every week we gather questions from the Austin Out social community via our networks like Facebook and Twitter, then we do our very best to give you a personal answer here on the podcast.
Yeah, and if we don't pick your question this week, just know it's not personal. It's a time issue. All right, Britt, so what questions have we gotten recently that we can answer?
Yeah, so as always, we have some great questions that came in this week, and we're going to tackle a handful of them today. We've got a question about outdoor concerts, mm-hmm. one about the job market here in Austin, okay. another one about the best place to go camping in the area okay. and enjoy adult beverages
while there. That kind of changes it up.
Yes.
All right.
And someone who wants to know where they can find the best fish and chips in Austin.
All right. Well, those are all great questions.
They
well,
are.
You know, Austin is a great city for outdoor concert events. So we're going to start with that question. Okay. Who's that one from, Britt?
That question comes from April Davis on Facebook. She asks, what can you tell me about live music in and around Zilker Park in the coming summer months?
So she's specific to Zilker. All right. Well, here in Austin, the live music capital of the world, there seems to always be an outdoor concert going on. But since you were asking about Zilker Park specifically, this summer, we have to talk about KGSR's Blues on the Green because, simply put, it's awesome.
Yeah, definitely iconic. So every other Wednesday from May 29th to August 7th, Zilker Park will be filled with throngs of people.
Thousands of
literally
people.
Literally thousands.
Yeah.
For KGSR's Blues on the Green event. It's a really fun thing to check out. Very Austin.
Yeah.
Bring blankets and chairs, and people just sit back and enjoy some of the best live music in the city.
Yeah, and the event itself is free. So KGSR's Blues on the Green is free, though if you drive, you have to pay to park in Zilker Park now. So the music starts at 7:30, but you'll want to get there early, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the lineup. May 29th is Alpha Rev with Wild Child, and on June 12th is the Wheeler Brothers with the Whiskey Sisters.
That's a great lineup. Both of those are going to be great shows.
Yeah.
Then on June 26th, you have Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears, mm-hmm. and on July 10th, Bob Schneider will be on stage with Max Frost.
Yeah, KGSR has just gone all out this year getting the very best bands.
Mm-hmm.
Get this, on July 24th, Brittany, the Gourds and Shaky Graves are taking the stage.
Yeah,
free.
That's going to
I mean, that's
packed.
Crazy. Yeah.
So pretty much every other Wednesday, the entire city of Austin is going to be at Zilker Park. What a lineup.
Yeah, and then on August 7th, the final Blues on the Green concert takes place, which is an Austin City Limits preview.
Oh, that's going to be an amazing lineup too, I'm sure.
Yeah, now there are some things you need to know, though. Like, you can bring two factory-sealed bottles of water in clear containers, and we really recommend it because it's going to be hot.
You can also bring blankets and lawn chairs, as we mentioned, and mm-hmm. you can bring dogs on leashes.
Yeah, what you can't bring are any kind of glass, no alcohol, no weapons, no styrofoam, and smoking is prohibited in Zilker Park.
Some other quick notes for you, April. The stage is at the east end of the park, right where Luneff Road wraps around.
Yeah.
There's plenty of parking at Zilker, but traffic can be a mess, so consider riding a bike or taking Cap Metro bus Route 30 into Zilker.
Yeah, and bring some cash. There's only two ATMs on site, like I said, thousands of people. But if you do get hungry, there will be food and non-alcoholic drinks sold on site via the food vendors.
Do we know who the food vendors are?
Yeah, we do. It's not an exhaustive list, but I know that Blue Ox Barbecue and Buzzmill are going to be there. Yep. Southside Flying Pizza, Freebird's World Burrito,
okay.
Amy's Ice Cream, awesome. The Best Worst, and a whole lot
more. Oh, they got some good stuff.
Yeah.
KGSR's Blues on the Green is one of the best events every year here in Austin. We highly recommend any and all of their shows.
Yeah. Now, unrelated to Blues on the Green, we have to mention that the Austin Civic Orchestra
is
putting on a show on June 7th and 8th, also at Zilker Park, which is also free.
Definitely. A full orchestra doing a collection of soundtrack selections from movies
in
a concert called Missed It By That Much. We have more info on that show on the Austinaut. Just use the search bar on the top right to search for orchestra.
Yeah. All right, Britt. So what's our next question?
As you know, Eric, KUT Austin just published an article where they mentioned that the U.S. Census Bureau says that Austin proper is now the 11th largest city in the country, up from 13th in the last report.
Yeah, it is absolutely crazy. Just between 2011 and 2012, over 25,000 people
That's
moved
insane.
To Austin. Brittany, that's like 70 people a day.
Yeah. So our next question, relatedly, comes from Jennifer Harper on Facebook. She wants to know, what can you tell me about the job market in Austin?
Well, that's a great question, Jennifer. And as bloggers, I got to tell you, Brittany and I tend to work out of our living room in pajamas.
We do.
Heck, we're podcasting right now in pajamas.
But with so many people moving here, this is a question that I'm sure is on the mind of a lot of people. So we did a little homework.
Yeah. And in short, Jennifer, the news is good.
Really good.
Yeah. According to noted economist Angelos Angelou, the forecast is optimistic. Oh. What a great name, huh, Britt? Angelos Angelou.
Yeah, I like it. So anyhow, Angelos predicted between 22,000 and 25,000 new jobs in Austin for 2013.
That's crazy.
He said that all sectors of the economy have been growing and that in this economy, 3,000 jobs is a big deal anywhere in the nation.
Yeah.
The fact that Austin is looking at between 22,000 to 25,000 this year is freaking impressive.
Yeah, Jennifer, because we didn't know if you were looking for like a specific industry, we just kind of gave you the overview, so we hope that answers your question.
Def.
All right, Britt, what do we have next?
We have two more questions. One about the best fish and chips in Austin, the other about the best place to go camping for adults in the area.
All right, sounds good. Let's do the camping one next, and then we'll finish off with the fish and chips.
Sweet. So let's take our short sponsor break first and then come back with the answer to both those questions.
All right, cue the sponsor music.
Hopefully you're enjoying our trademark One Take podcast. We love doing it every week.
Yeah, and we're looking for locally owned businesses to sponsor the Austinaut website.
If you're going to pay for advertising in Austin, why not do it through us? The Austinaut's like a family, a really huge one.
Yeah, every single day we interact with tens of thousands of people who are in Austin and the surrounding area.
We're already reaching the audience your business wants to reach, and we're much more affordable than traditional advertising.
And we have well over 300 unique articles all about Austin on the Austinaut.
Lot of articles.
It is a lot. I think we're around 340 or 350.
That's crazy.
Anyway, so by sponsoring us, you get your company logo with a link back to your site on every article we have for a low monthly amount.
And since we do post on average 5 new articles per week, you get even more bang for your buck. If you're interested, it's really easy to get started. Go to austinaut.com and click on the Advertise with Us link on the right side of the page.
Yeah, we couldn't do what we're doing without our sponsors. So if you're interested, we'd love to hear from you because our sponsors are what keep us discovering Austin. A huge thank you
to our current sponsors, American Bingo, Kong Screen Printing, and Goodie Bag.
Yes, thank you so much to all of these wonderful local businesses that keep us discovering Austin.
All right, back to the show.
All right, what's
the next question comes from Kara Engelken via Facebook, who writes, I just moved to the Austin area and my birthday is June 1st. Hey. Happy birthday, Kara.
Yeah.
I would love to camp somewhere for adults where we can hike, camp, boat, and enjoy some adult beverages responsibly, of course. Figured y'all would know exactly where to go. Why, thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you for thinking of us. Well, Kara, I have to tell you that Brittany and I love to explore. Oh, and happy birthday from me, too, by the way. We love to explore, and we found some great spots in the area.
The alcohol aspect can be a little tricky.
True that, Britt, because some of our favorite spots have everything you're looking for, but they don't allow for the public consumption of alcohol.
Right.
Now, one of them does allow for it, but it doesn't have boating. So let's mention two of our favorite spots and what the restrictions are, Britt.
All right, so let's start with Inks Lake State Park.
Absolutely.
It's really one of our favorite destinations in all of the surrounding area.
Yeah, camping, swimming, boating, jumping off rocks into the water.
Yep.
This place has it all, but because it's a state park, no public consumption of alcohol is permitted. So you can drink inside of your tent or your RV, but you can't take it out on the park grounds.
Right. So if you go to Inks Lake, Kara, make sure you stop by Devil's Watering Hole, and bring some chair-type floaties. The water's deep, but you'll love it. It's about an hour and 20 minutes outside of Austin. Take 183 north, make a left onto 29 west, and then go about 33 miles, turn left on Park Road 4.
Yep, pretty simple. And for swimming, jumping off rocks in the lake, you'll be hard-pressed to find a better spot to camp in Texas. It's awesome.
Now, the other spot that we absolutely have to mention is Reveille Peak Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
It's an incredible place. They have trail running, mountain biking, scuba diving, and so much more. The people there are the friendliest ever.
Yeah, now they don't have boating there. It's kind of close to Lake Buchanan, but they don't have boating at Reveille Peak.
Mm-hmm.
But they do allow adults to drink responsibly.
Right.
And so they have a very cool pavilion that has grills that you can use. They have a sand volleyball court. They even have a small swimming pool. Just a bunch of really cool stuff. You'd really have to check them out.
So Reveille Peak Ranch is an hour and 11 minutes from Austin. Go like you're heading to Inks Lake State Park, take 183 north and then 29 west, but then you're going to turn right on Farm to Market Road 2341 and left onto County Road 114.
Yeah.
I'm a navigational expert.
You're awesome.
Today.
If hiking, camping, and adult beverages are your thing, you're not going to find a better spot than Reveille Peak Ranch. That we know of.
Right.
So, plus, where else can you scuba dive, trail run, and mountain bike while you enjoy your birthday, right? All right. Check them out for sure, Kara. Or Kara. I don't know how to pronounce
that. We're doing our best.
All right.
So, Eric, we're down to the final question, which comes from Lynn Ciavarini.
Ciavarini.
Ciavarini. That is a great last name.
That's an awesome last
name. Via Facebook, who asked, woohoo has the best fish
and chips? Did she really say woohoo?
No. Who has the best fish and chips in Austin?
All right. Well, we haven't done an exhaustive search, Lynn. And so for me to give the nod as the best in Austin may be a little premature.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely can't go wrong with the Dog and Duck Pub, which is located on 406 West 17th Street. Quite possibly the best in town, definitely going to be at or near the top of the list.
Now, we went somewhere else recently where you said you really liked the fish and chips.
Yeah, it was that new joint over by the Domain.
Well, it's at the Domain.
It's at the Domain, but I don't think they're locally owned. I think they're out of Virginia. Heck, to be honest, Britt, I'm not sure where they're out of.
Okay, so but that was a Blackfin Ameripub, right?
Yes, and their fish and chips were actually rather excellent. They kind of reminded me of the fish and chips you get in England.
Okay.
So you might want to try those two out, Lynn, but I'd shoot for the Dog and Duck first and see what you think there.
And there you have it, folks. We've answered a few questions about Austin and the surrounding area for you in less than 11 minutes.
And that's how we do on the Austinaut. There's absolutely no excuse not to get out there and enjoy what the area has to offer. Thanks for joining us on the podcast.
For those new to the Austinaut, bookmark us. We post 5 articles per week, and we have hundreds of unique articles all about Austin and the surrounding area on there. Take some time and check it out.
And we also like to give stuff away on the Austinaut. We have some pretty great giveaways. We do it every other week.
Mm-hmm.
It's free to sign up and win. We'll have a link for you on the Austinaut in case you're interested to sign up for those giveaways.
If you have any questions, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/theAustinaut. If you use Twitter, you can find us at TheAustinaut.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, check out our Austin events calendar, which is on the top left of our page.
So tweet us and get to know us. We hope to see you out and about. And if you do see us out somewhere in Austin or the Hill Country, stop by and say hello. We love to get to know the folks out there who know us.
We do.
And that wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Britt?
See you soon. Do, do,
do, do, do, do. Do.